Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
I will take the truck. You can take the minivan.
You'll take the truck. I'll drive the minivan. You're not kidding right now, are you?
Where's Travis?
He went to the tanning salon.
Oh! You know what's the matter with the world these days?
Sure, let's discuss that.
What's going on?
Travis said that Glee is dumb.
Is that what's worrying? Is that why you're crying? What's Glee? None of my girls are talking to me. Usually I think that's a great idea.
Your girls are talking to you. You just need to listen to them.
Huh?
I think Tim Allen's here. Great to see you, by the way. And I think that's the original promo.
Early on, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's really early on. It goes back to 2011. Last Man Standing, major syndication situation. Going to be on Channel 9, WGN-TV, and we're very happy about that here at the Tribune Media Empire.
Wow.
You're sitting in an empire, pal.
My God, look at this.
Right?
Everybody's in a big king's chair. There's crowns everywhere.
It's unbelievable.
Look at this place. Unbelievable.
It's like Galaxy Quest without the space.
Hey, good one. I like that.
Very entertaining movie, by the way. Anyway, congratulations on Last Man Standing. I looked this. Do you know you did 112 episodes?
Yeah. Yes, I should say.
That's heavy lifting in modern TV.
Well, especially in today's market, you binge watch. It's things on Netflix. People walk around with their phones on. It's a very strange market. I feel blessed to be able to do this twice in my life, Home Improvement and this one. I have family members that still don't know I'm on TV. This is one of those.
It's pretty crazy. Now, here's the thing. I think the next one, you get an inn in Vermont. With a hot wife and a sweater.
Nice.
Yeah, what do you think? Is it working for you?
Me in a sweater and no pants. It's a whole new thing.
By the way, we just had a very heated discussion off the air about the validity of shorts, because you couldn't be more wrong about this.
Well, I can't use my vernacular I use in Vegas, because I use more expletives. But yeah. I said there's a certain age that men, you just got to cut the shorts.
And you stopped wearing shorts at what age?
About 11.
Maybe 11?
Well, 11, 8.
12?
12. Summer, when I used to play a lot and trip every now and then, and you'd skin your knee, but you go get those Sears with the pants that had double knees in them. I can't remember the name. They were horrible pants.
Right. Tell them why you're defending this, though.
I'm defending this because I wear shorts 8 months of the year.
That's not my problem. My problem is...
You haven't seen my calves. You'd wear shorts, too.
That's all. What do you need to see a man's hairy calf for? What was that about?
It's not hairy. It's muscular and beautiful.
Well, whatever.
I wore Mr. Calf 3 years running.
Mr. Calf. That's weird. I did too.
Yeah.
I got
this is
Mr.
Our life.
I got Mr. Glute.
I just feel bad because I bet you've got great legs.
You know, I'm.
When was the last time you've seen your own leg?
Kind of uncomfortable right now.
Do you want me to go look?
I was kind of uncomfortable. No, literally, I got in the shower today and I said, "Nah, they're not bad." My wife says it, but I just don't think men should wear shorts.
I love this.
Maybe you should have shorts. Maybe that's good. Backpack shorts, ball caps backwards, all that.
Well,
stuff.
I agree with you on the
grow
backpack.
Up.
I agree with you.
And no more gummies. I don't need prostate medicine in a cherry gummy. Everything's a gummy because adults, because we can't chew or swallow a
Take
pill.
Take a friggin' pill.
Swallow it, little liquid, you're done. You don't sit there. Look at that. It's raspberry.
Oh, it went down the wrong way. Phil, you're 45. Suck it up.
What's the wrong way?
Yeah.
What's the wrong? I know the wrong way. I've had that exam. I know that's the wrong way.
But listen, I don't want to get too deep into this, and I mean this literally, but we all grew up, Dave, you as well.
Yeah.
There was a word that our mothers might use, and it goes like this. You were going to have to use a suppository. Now, I don't want to talk about this, but I'm
telling
you.
You just did. How did this come out?
This is all a rehearsal. you don't want any of that in your life. Any of it.
No, I don't.
I mentioned Last Man Standing's on Channel
9. Yeah, I know. It's good.
What happened to the other call letter? That's what I want to know. I grew up in Detroit. We had WJR. You had WGN. What is one?
World's Greatest Newspaper.
That's literally what it stands for.
Really?
For the Tribune. Yeah.
What does WJR mean from Detroit? That was their big radio station. But that early, you guys are like...
It's still there.
The pioneers in Boston.
Yeah, one of the originals.
Boston is KZO. What's the one in Boston?
WBZ.
WBZ.
Yeah, but you guys are the last of the real radio stations.
That's exactly
right.
The rest of this business is trash. You are in the mecca, baby.
I'm right here. I feel it.
Sitting on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
It's cold in the middle of summer. I like it.
You are such a puss about this.
Don't say that word.
Wimp.
Don't say that. think, Wednesday. Yeah. Wimp, because you can't say grabbing that word now anymore.
Those no, but two here's words. The thing. You and I were talking off the air about this as well. Once you were wrong about the shorts, we were also talking about the cold. You're a tough dude from Michigan.
Well, I said I came here and performed a lot in Chicago, and I walked out of the water tower one morning in the middle of February, and I turned the corner, and I thought my lungs froze.
So
this is an illegal place. You walk in that wind, and I went, God, this. And I thought Detroit was tough, and I went to Central Michigan University and Western Michigan, but Mount Pleasant was in this open field, and it would be just like that. But you guys are a hearty brew here in Chicago.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you wear your shorts in the winter, which is nice.
Except for the football team.
What? Football team? What's wrong?
Bears not good. Not good.
Listen,
not
you're
good.
Talking to a Lions fan? You're talking about not good?
As a matter of fact, the only win we have is against the Lions.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, okay.
That's a good one to hear.
Next thing you know, I'm putting my shorts on. Last man standing. Take me back. It's 2000, I'm guessing, 10. Somebody's asking you to do another TV series. You get asked about these all the time after Home Improvement.
Right.
Why did this one make a difference?
Well, originally I came... I wanted to do another film with Disney. We had three films lined up. Disney switched over their production budget to different. Touchstone went away. So Wild Hogs, which we are rebooting, I believe we will do another Wild Hogs. I said a couple of movies. I said I was touring, doing comedy, and then CBS actually came up with a – they said we'd like the sitcom, and they had an idea. Their idea was really clever. It was about an internet-based TV show where they want – they're very clever at CBS. And then I said, well, it didn't seem to work. We couldn't get it down. Met with a bunch of writers. I said, if you were to do something, what would it do? And I said, I'm not a genius like that. Everything about Home Improvement I loved. It was an odd grip. But I'd rather have three daughters. I have all daughters. I'd like to do daughters.
Right.
I have to break the wall somehow, so I have to have an internet piece of business, a vlog. Let's take a crack at that. And I went back and I said, anybody who's still alive from Home Improvement, I want to get all the camera guys on, the pet operators, all that stuff. And literally, most of the guys looked like they'd eaten their spouses. I said, wow.
Is that legal in California to be that big?
Well, of course, as long as it's with kale. As long as it's anything with kale, you can eat your spouse.
Right.
But in only guys will say up front, yeah, I'm fat now.
You know,
men are – they want to get over it right away. You see a guy I haven't seen in a while. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm fat. Okay, we're done with that conversation.
Yeah.
I don't think women would ever say that to another woman.
Yeah, you know, walking up, Phyllis,
are you
a tanker?
Yeah. What'd you eat your husband?
We would say, you don't think I look fat, do you?
Yeah. Or how's this blouse look? They are always softer about it.
A little blousy.
But the show ended up good. ABC put us on – you know, it's a very different world now. It's not like...
people don't watch TV like these.
They don't. My nieces, if I weren't on TV, I don't think they'd watch the show.
I don't know about you. My kids are 29 and 25, and they, you know, like yours, Dave, they've grown up in a world where they'll watch it whenever they want to watch it.
It
messes me up. Because we grew up in a world where Friday night you knew what this was. Saturday, this is a... Saturday was the greatest night in television in the 70s.
Right. Sure. Sunday was even kind of a family night. Disney had that Disney show, but... This is dating me, but I grew up when I was a kid. TV went off at 11.
Okay, I had 1 a.m.
It was an Indian, and then a few jets flew over, and then
you got the anthem. You got the anthem and the white noise.
And then there was a weird station in Detroit. It was Channel 50. They came on. They were on even later, and some weird guy with movies.
He was a commie, obviously.
Yeah.
If he's up at that hour.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly.
That's Detroit. Of course it was a commie.
Complete commie, please. So, Last Man Standing, you get the first script, you get the second. People have no idea how many meetings you have to go, even if you're Tim Allen, the meetings you have to go through to develop these shows, to get them going. It's a friggin' miracle.
Well,
that
miracle
any show
that you
made.
Get it going, and then Jack Burdick, who wrote the original script, he and I, this is the most voracious writer, wrote for Saturday Night Live, and this is a great writer, and we came up with a show. I said, that's a good show. I wouldn't do it. And then we looked at each other, not happy about either that meeting, and that guy rewrote it the next day. And I said, listen, I just want the three daughters. I don't want all these other kids. I don't want – keep it simple. I want a family that goes to church. I want a family that eats together. This is really about a family, but the guy – I want him Archie Bunker, but educated.
Yeah.
So he has a real point of view.
He loves his family. He's a little out of touch maybe in a couple of areas, but I really love him.
A little out of touch?
I'm back on the shorts thing, aren't I? Right back to the shorts.
Speaking of touch, yeah.
But I really do love the show. And I got to tell you, I love your TV wife. I mean, I go back to Mike Myers and So I Married an Axe Murderer and a young Nancy Travis.
Well, the woman she was in with, Richard Gere and Garcia, that's the one I remind her of all the time.
Yeah, I couldn't watch that one.
she had shorts on in the whole movie.
Yeah.
She wore shorts.
Yeah.
I remind her. Have you seen that? What is it? A bad cop? Richard Gere played a really bad cop.
Yeah.
And she has a really hot scene with Garcia in a bedroom. And I said, Jesus, Nancy.
It must be great when you remind her of that right before I
remind her of that all the time. We should get into that kind of stuff.
Internal Affairs, right?
Yeah, Internal Affairs.
That's it.
It was really a good movie. Yeah,
she's a unique talent, right? Because she's got comedy chops and she can... Oh, you don't like her.
I love it. I was shaking my head because unless you watch the show, Hector Elizondo was terrific. This guy, he did a movie with Spartacus, the original Spartacus.
Yeah, who didn't?
Literally, you know, Greek Spartacus.
Oh, the Spartacus. Oh, sorry.
It was a little gag.
Let me catch up.
Because I did a movie with Spartacus. I mean, literally. Hector will bring up stories about Victor Mature. I mean, he's got stories.
Been around.
God. And then Leno's been on.
Okay.
As one of the guys in the...
Have you done his show?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
CNBC?
Yeah.
His car show, yeah.
Yeah.
He's a class guy. I mean, it's funny to have him on as an actor. And the cast is everyone's good. The girls, all three of the girls are.
Show's terrific.
Thanks very much.
Last Man Standing, WGN TV. When do you guys premiere? I don't have the note in front of me. Anybody in the room know when we go on Channel 9?
Already premiered. September.
It's always good to hear. It's already
September.
Been on.
It's already been on. How's it going?
Yeah. We have to ask you, there's an upcoming episode where you, Don. Well, I should call you Don. You look like you dress up like Donald Trump. Is that for Halloween?
That's for Halloween. That's the network version, which is on 7 o'clock on ABC on Friday. And then we have the syndicated ones on 8 to 9 on WGN.
Yeah, and you should pay attention to the 8 to 9 episodes because there'll be a quiz later on, and that way you'll be ready for it.
Yeah, I played Donald Trump, and it was the weirdest because I'm trying to get the writers because this guy plays a conservative, you know, and we want to pay homage to that. It was trying to get a joke that Trump supporters would laugh at because I said it's easy to be nasty to Hillary and Trump, is like Abbott and Costello, as I call them. This is like the first election, it was Cheech or Chong. I can't decide.
Right.
You go, well, he smokes a lot of pot, but he doesn't seem to speak very well. I can't really decide which one I vote for. But we had so much fun with this because, well, you have to watch it. We paid homage to him.
What are you going to do now?
This minute, I'm gonna have a little sip of coffee.
No, I mean, after the show, I thought you and I could hang out, go short shopping.
Well, yeah, we got. I want to get some cargo shorts and Birkenstocks, and maybe a tank top. Men in tank tops. That went away, didn't it? Gay people stole that from straight people. You can no longer wear a tank top.
Well, because gay people work harder to stay in shape, so they can
look
good in a tank
top. They know how to put on self tanner. That's just the whole thing.
Yeah.
Straight guys have lost the ability to wear a tank top.
Let me ask you a question.
Here it comes.
The Michigan spots that you do, the commercials.
Yes, sir.
I believe with all my heart that you love every single inch of Michigan when I hear you do that. Those are some of the greatest reads ever.
Coming from the radio world, and I worked with Paul Fries, Mike Carroll, who taught me back in Detroit how to do radio commercials. I was astounded how good these voiceover talents were. And when they approached me when I was doing Wild Hogs, the first one.
Okay.
Young guy from McCann Erickson, and I've never had a guy direct me. He goes, you know, you're starting to sound like a DJ. And I go, and I was going, I want to come through that mic and strangle
right,
you.
Because right,
that's what
right.
I always wanted to be a DJ.
Yeah.
And he said, settle it down. Pull it back. Less. And this guy directed me so that I started loving doing those commercials. Plus, I have just up the coast here, and I have a place in Leland, Michigan.
Right.
I've traveled all around Michigan, actually from Colorado originally, moved to Michigan, and I loved all the water, loved being near cars and all that stuff.
So we could believe that you're giving it to us straight.
Well, they write that is if you know good copy in radio, good copy's everything.
Yeah, of course.
This copy is some of the best copy, and plus the guy's this young director still is pushing me to make it real. And I love there are parts of Michigan just like parts of Illinois that you're going. Are you kidding me? I mean, I'm reading this going the lovely bean fields of Saginaw.
Right.
I'm going, oh boy.
And yeah, that's right. I'd like to hear him do like a straight read on 8 Mile.
Right. Well, they've got Detroit in there.
Yeah.
They got Flint.
Yeah.
They've had, and I'm going, can we stop for a minute? Has anybody been to Flint?
Right.
You know, Bay City, Flint.
It's tough.
But there is a beautifully well-written, and arguably some of the parts of that state are undiscovered if you haven't. But people in Chicago have gone up.
It's beautiful. Isn't Leland, you got a bunch of stars in Leland now.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful.
Who else is up there? Let's out the entire neighborhood. Who else is up there with you?
Donald Trump, Hillary. They both have
They got a place together?
They have a place together.
Oh, that's sweet.
Most people don't know that they have a thing.
Yeah.
They have a, yeah.
There is your October surprise.
Yeah. Well, they didn't know. Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah.
that, you know, they both like it.
Yeah. We started yelling, get a room.
Right.
Yeah.
They high-five each other right after the debate. A lot of hugging.
Playing us like a fiddle.
Oh, I'm not kidding. They were leg wrestling. I caught that. It was. You don't see a lot of that.
You don't see a lot of that.
But she's very, very strong.
Yeah. You know why? Strong calves.
Yeah. She wears cargo shorts.
Yeah. Yeah. I was telling Andre, I'm pitching a show right now for her. It's Say Yes to the Pantsuit.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be great. You know, they struggle over a pantsuit decision. Mom comes in, doesn't like it. She finally picks one at the end. It's very emotional.
But it takes 30 minutes to make a decision, so it'll fit the sitcom time, right?
I think it's good.
And in between, we run a lot of commercials for Last Man Standing on WGN-TV, Channel 9. Not my first day. Well, stand up. I got 30 seconds. You going to do some more stand up? You going to go on the road?
Yeah, I'm at the Mirage in Las Vegas coming up November the 4th and 5th at the Mirage, which I perform randomly.
I can make some calls. I say I book a show for you and I and Zany's January 15th, as long as it's 12 or below.
Well, that'll be perfect. Zany's right on Wells, isn't it? North Wells.
You don't forget where you start.
Oh, hell
man.
No.
Good man. One of the great stand-ups of all time as well, Tim Allen. Great seeing you, man. It's been
nice
a long time.
Yes, it has.
We'll do that fake show business hug thing and say we'll stay in touch here in just a second.
Nice shorts.
Yeah, thanks. Get your hand off me.